Saw Declea inside. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Hello, welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of September 10th, 2024. Talika was the Taygetan flagship for over 80 years. It was finished in the Earth year 1935, and it served many roles, and participated in countless operations all over the galaxy, deserving several videos for her alone to narrate her myriad adventures, including many involving planet Earth. Being a multiple-purpose ship, Talika was converted to be the Queen's yacht, only in 2018 when the former Queen Alanim came to power. Alanim only lasted 6 years as the Queen, being that it is a very difficult role to fulfill, and before her, there hasn't been a Taygetan king or queen for a very long time, something like 200 Earth years or so, which translates to something like 43 and a half Taygetan years, or cycles around the Sun Tau 19 in the M45 Pleiades star system. Why such a long time without a king or queen is another story I might share some other time. When Alanim becomes the Taygetan queen, she ordered the construction of the first of the improved Talika-class heavy cruisers, known simply as Talika II, the first of which is the Saw Declea, with no other ones being built at this time, or so far, as the shipyards in Tema are now busy building the Aldebaran, a new dreadnought class of starships. Several lower deck levels in Talika-class starships are modular, which means that the external hull can be opened and large areas in the ship can be removed completely, in bulk, to be replaced by others with another function. This was done to the starship Talika back in 2018 when she was modernized and fitted to be the Queen's yacht, where two deck levels forward of the lower hull, which were crew quarters and accommodations, were removed and replaced with two dance saloons and two gymnasiums ornamented with fake red brick walls, to give a, not in a starship, feeling. Talika was also fitted with a lower park area which includes two rock wall waterfalls on each side of the ship to mask her outer hull, and two pools which are connected by a water pathway, and which also have half-submerged large round glass windows on each side of the ship, to see out into space while swimming, something which I always found to be a bit scary or creepy. Besides this, Talika also has a very large luxury dining room, with a grand staircase ornamented with statues. As we were so few people on board, we never used this dining room. Other than what I just mentioned, Talika got very few other things to have her converted from a multiple-purpose military heavy cruiser to a yacht. On the other hand, and coming to the theme of this video, Starship Saw Declea was built from the very beginning to be a yacht, she was never a warship, so most of her interior spaces are very different from the ones in Talika, even though her hull was built around the same ship-class concept and original design. All the lower decks where the mass of the crew would be accommodated in individual cabin rooms in a normal Talika class, in Saw Declea are used to fit in two very large park areas, one above the other. In the lower one, just above the main battery and gravity cancellors are located all along the keel, or the bottom of the ship, there is a substantially large lake with very realistic shorelines. I mean, it has no straight lines to give away that it is artificial, and with a very beautiful garden all around it, among a little forest, which is lined with tall trees planted very close together, making a dense hedge of ficus trees at each side, very effectively hiding the ship's hull walls, helping to give the feeling and the illusion of being outdoors and in nature, and not inside a steel can, floating around in space. Inside this area, there are several small constructions with porches and balconies that overhang the lake, one of which is the dining room we use nowadays, instead of the sterile mall-like dining room in the central atrium we used when on board the starship Talika. These constructions are little huts which can be used by the crew to give the feeling of spending the night in a forest, on a planet. And the largest one, with the overhanging deck over the lake, is our dining room now, as I said above, which gives us a feeling of eating in some kind of forest restaurant. Forwards of this area, and on the same level, we find a large bulkhead to separate this area from the next, which is a sandy beach, a replica of one found on planet Temma, complete with quartz crystal polished sand with larger amethyst stones and pebbles of many colors, and sea shoreline, complete with waves, lapping onto the sand with salt water foam. On the deep end, forwards of the ship, towards the bow, the bulkhead wall is designed to give the viewer the illusion of looking far away onto the horizon of a large sea, complete with hologram-generating technology working inside its transparent walls to give the illusion. This forward bulkhead curves upward to blend with the roof with no straight angles to further help with the illusion of being outdoors. On the next deck immediately above, there is the second park area of the ship. This time it includes two towns, complete with streets, lighting, buildings, and houses. One of the towns is Tejetan, complete with its traditional rounded architecture, almost embedded in the nature which surrounds it, and with winding red brick roads and gravel walkways. The second, aft of this one, is a reproduction of several blocks of a typical human town. It has apartment buildings, houses, stores, office buildings, and even a small mall, complete with lighting and graffiti on some of the walls. Talika has two small apartment buildings with a piece of a human street represented inside, and I was told that it was mainly for training purposes, to familiarize Tejetan operatives with how human cities and towns are designed, and how normal things operate there, such as door knobs, padlocks, and so on. This one in Sardiklaya goes a lot further than the simpler one on board Talika, as it certainly does feel like you are walking on a human street, except for the lack of people, of course. All these areas, including the forest lake and the beach, are fully equipped with the latest Tejetan climate-generating technology, which either can give you the ideal climate and temperature you would like while you are having an experience on those levels, or you can program them to dynamically change the weather, and even the seasons, for added realism. This means that we will experience winter here for the first time in years, as we have programmed it to go with the seasons found in the northern hemisphere of Earth, to go along with most of you down there. As I am told, the climate generators are good enough to produce snow and to freeze the lake enough to be used for ice skating, which I miss a lot, although I didn't do much of it when I was on the surface of Earth. This artificial climate technology on board includes solar lamps above, which give you the illusion of being under direct sunlight, complete with migrating positions to mimic the transition of the sun through the sky, to produce shadows and similar effects. These solar lamps also give off the exact radiation wavelengths necessary to mimic a real star, this for the plants below to produce their photosynthesis correctly and efficiently, as well as for the rest of us to generate our very needed vitamin D. Besides these remarkable areas on board, Sardiklaya is also equipped with bow area saloons, one of which holds the same grand piano that was on Talika and we brought here with us. These are the areas we mostly use when there is a party or something to celebrate. Sardiklaya's atrium area is also larger than the one on Talika, more rounded and with a friendlier setup. Unlike the initial misleading reports during her construction, Sardiklaya is actually 30% larger than a Talika Class 1 heavy cruiser. Her hangar areas are more spacious and comfortable to park large fighter-class starships inside, as well as to fashion a small racetrack along its walls, just for fun. Under the main hangar, there is another large space, the service hangar where starships and their engines are repaired. Below that service hangar area, Sardaukleia is also equipped with a larger agricultural level, in case we want to plant our vegetable gardens as well as fruit trees. At this time, this area is only on standby, ready, but not being used yet. At the very top, Sardaukleia also has an extended hump as compared to the one on a regular Talika. This accommodates a very large transparent top solarium saloon, to watch the stars, and to be like an outer space, but with plain clothes. This Talika Class II, or Mark II, includes countless technical improvements over the first Mark I series of this class, and the improvements are very noticeable. From improved and denser pneumatic doors which do not get stuck, to full wireless electricity all over the ship, you can feel that it is clearly another generation of starship. Another very important improvement over the older Mark I Talikas is the removal of the up-hull water tanks, which have always been the cause of trouble and even of floods, as it has occurred first on Starship Rytel some years ago, and more recently on Talika a few months ago. The main water tanks are now below, where they are not expected to cause any trouble. I wanted to include at least some images of Sardaukleia, but they are not ready as I just wrote this text. There will be some illustrative images soon, hopefully. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie Swart.